When you need mealtime inspiration, it's worth shopping Kroger, where you'll find over 30,000 mouthwatering choices that excite your inner foodie. And no matter what tasty choice you make, you'll enjoy our everyday low prices, plus extra ways to save, like digital coupons worth over $600 each week. You can also save up to $1 off per gallon at the pump with fuel points. More savings and more inspiring flavors make shopping Kroger worth it every time. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Fuel restrictions apply.
Hey, besties. Welcome back to another episode of From Blended to Besties. I was trying to catch that with the awkward pause. We're on episode
five.
Episode five. Did we do the I Need a Bestie segment or no? I didn't think about asking that before we got on.
I did not. And I checked the email the other day. I think we do have one in there, but we haven't really been like promoting it this season. So.
No, I love that for us. I'm going to do a quick check. Megan, talk about your week or something.
My week? Okay. Well, we could talk about how I took the kids to the farm on Sunday by myself, which is a big deal because I don't really do a lot of stuff by myself with the kids because I got anxiety and the kids are a lot. Not even the kids are a lot. I just have anxiety. And I don't know, like, I just feel safer when someone else is with me. I don't know if anyone else is like that. So I usually have someone come along with me, but I didn't. And so I went out by myself like a big girl with both kids. And
oh, you didn't go with Travis?
Oops, no, sorry. I went by myself.
I love that.
That's why when you were like, I was going to go to the mall, but I didn't have anyone to go with. I was like, you could have asked me. I wasn't doing nothing. But
it was the part one, I didn't have anyone to go with. And then part two, I didn't want to put on clothes. So the part two is what really hindered me from texting you.
Yeah, no, I went by myself. It was just me and the boys. So they really played me, though, because they were like, oh, it's cash to get in. But then they were like, oh, they take cards inside. And I was like, oh, cool. So I only took out enough cash to, like, get us in. It was all cash inside, pretty much. Except for, like, the little temporary tattoos that I got.
They said they last. Even show it off now.
I know. Like, you can see, like, it kind of just looks dirty on my arm now. I paid $5 a piece for these stupid airbrush tattoos. And the guy's like, yeah, they're completely waterproof. Like, they'll last for 2 weeks. I took a shower yesterday and it lasted one day.
One whole day.
I got it on Sunday afternoon, took a shower on Monday, and it completely washed away. So we didn't do anything. We didn't get a pumpkin. We didn't. It just was not a very successful.
I think you did have a pumpkin.
No, we didn't get a pumpkin. It was cash only.
Oh, I love that for you.
We were going to get a pumpkin, but we didn't. It was just a very, like, I don't know. It's not the farm that I even like going to. I would rather drive the 2 hours and go to the Sweetfield farm. That's my favorite farm. We go every single year. We've been going ever since Travis and I first started dating. We go every year. And we went to the Hunsader one in Sarasota. And it just wasn't, I don't know.
Wasn't up to par.
It's like it's like Walmart and Target. Like, Hunsader's is like Walmart or Family Dollar.
Are you going to start that controversy on here? Oh, hell no. I'm not going to be a part of that one.
Target one is, I don't know. It's just nice. I mean, it's nice. I mean, Walmart is nice. It's convenient. It's got things that I need. Yeah. Like that one, you know, I don't know. It's just not the most successful trip. So that's what I did on Sunday. I came home and took a nap and watched Harry Potter with the kids.
I took a nap too. I am not sick. I'm sniffly every single morning now, which has been so much fun.
I feel like that's your life every day, though.
I know, and especially I can't take anything for it. I asked my doctor. She was like, you just have to deal with mucus in pregnancy, so you also have to deal with it. You're welcome.
I love that. Punishing our viewers.
I know, for real. Punishing myself every single morning. I'm like, not again. What's that brand, though? Scotties and Kleenex, if y'all need an Vicks? Influencer. Me.
That's what you need to reach out to.
Vicks?
Any of the Kleenex.
Yeah, is it Kleenex who does the one with the Vicks? Because that's my absolute favorite one. That is just like heaven on your nose. 10 out of 10. Highly recommend. All right, so I found one for I Need a Bestie. If you guys don't know the I Need a Bestie segment, you guys send in your...
whatever you need advice from, from a friend. We are your friend.
We'll be your besties. The email is from blendedtobesties@gmail.com. Mm-hmm. This one says... oh, wait, hold on. I forgot we're not doing names. Hold on.
Yeah, it's all anonymous, too. So
unless Tiffany messes up.
Then I edit it out.
It says, I desperately need advice. I have two kids. My oldest is almost 5 and my youngest is 3. Their dad is there, but isn't there. Their dad is there, but isn't there. He lives with his mom and sees the kids occasionally. I moved in with my grandma in September of last year to help take care of her. She died in November of last year. It was a traumatic experience in itself. Would go more into detail in private messages. Need advice on that as well. I continued to live in her house while looking for a place of my own when my uncle and his family moved in. My kids' behavior was fine until they moved in. Ever since, my kids don't listen to anything I say and always think I'm joking when I tell them not to do something. It doesn't help that my uncle and his family jump in when I'm trying to discipline my kids and don't let me handle it. How do I get my wonderful kids who listen and respect me back? Any advice is greatly appreciated.
I would definitely have a sit down with the uncle. Meeting. Yeah. I don't know. I know when my brothers come home, you know, my kids, they like to show out a little bit and, you know, like joke around and stuff. And, you know, I have to tell my brother real quick, like, cut it.
Yeah.
Cut it.
I think have a talk with the kids too, like remind them, first of all, who is the parent in case they forgot.
Mm-hmm.
And have discussions with them. That is not how they're supposed to be behaving. That is not how you raise them. I think sitting down, wait, what did she say the ages were again?
5 and 3. 5 and 3.
Also, they're a little bit littler, which makes it a little bit more difficult.
I think it's more, I mean, little kids are going to be little kids, I feel like.
Yeah.
And it is harder.
But I think setting boundaries with people that you live with.
The adults.
Yeah.
For sure.
Or like house rules, like don't discipline my kids, I don't discipline your kids. And like maybe have certain rules where like kids can't do this or kids shouldn't be talking back. Like maybe ground house rules so everyone can live amicably.
Amicably. I feel, I mean.
But it is hard with littler kids.
I mean, even
like
just
that.
Like Mike and Bryce, you know, they have a very like playful, kind of crazy
relationship. Oh, I'm sorry. You're talking about Mike. I thought you meant Michael. I was like, I know you did not call Michael Mike, but
no,
I forgot.
No,
you're
no,
talking
no.
about the true
Your
Mike
husband.
Gadget.
And you know, they can be a little rowdy and they can be a little, you know.
I know. And then they both get in trouble. They're both about
exactly,
to face the wall.
And that's exactly what I'm saying is like, they both get in trouble.
Bryce is all the time. He's like, we're going to get in trouble. Like the both of them, like we're going to get in trouble.
Yeah. Discipline them both.
Yeah. Kind of do that and just have a discussion. I think.
Just be like, hey, you know, like we don't do this at, you know,
we don't normally
mom's house,
do this.
But yeah, I don't want him doing this over here either. You know?
Yeah.
Like jumping on the bed.
Yeah.
I don't let him jump on the bed in my house. And guess what? He was jumping on the bed over here, and he busted his fucking head.
Yep. No, I love that for them. Yeah, they were throwing
trouble.
A friggin', they were throwing a rave party.
Yeah.
Not to my knowledge. Mm. I can't with these kids.
Yeah.
No, I love that.
And they both got the ass beat.
Not by me, though. I think I went in there to record it, and that's when I was like, oh, damn.
Bryce is crying. Yeah, I think just respectful boundaries, having a conversation, and just being like putting all your cards out on the table, being, you know.
And talking to the uncle if you are sharing, I think she said it's on her
space.
Uncle, sharing
yeah.
a space, being like your behavior or your act, you know, how you are. You are changing the kids and we need to discuss this. Like, mm-hmm. it's not okay. I don't feel comfortable with this. If we are sharing a home, like my kids should not be affected in a negative way. I don't know who has the rights to the house because I know someone's going to. That's going to be an issue in itself, but
that sounds terrible.
Just kind of making it so like both parties are happy and stuff like that. You guys have to share a home and make it a happy home, not a difficult home to be in.
Did the uncle have any kids? Did they say?
She said family. I don't know if that entails kids or not, but it sounds like there might be. If the kids are getting rowdy, they're trying to join that little crew of rowdiness. So I love that.
I would lay down respectful rules. I mean, there's several times I got kids' birthday parties and stuff. And, you know, when we're out at like the farm, for example, or wherever, where there's like kids that are just like out there being crazy and doing whatever. And I have to tell my kids, like, we're not doing that.
Yeah, that's
like,
not how
you guys can have fun over here. We are not engaging in that. We're not doing that. And kind of just like explaining to the kids, like, why that's not okay and stuff. And
no, for real. Yep. So hope that helps. If you guys need any advice,
you want us to talk to your uncle. Have us email
him. Maybe not that.
We would gladly call him and text him and let him know.
Do those segments like how they do on the radio where it's like you call. Why don't you want a second date?
Yeah, that's right. So we could do.
That
We're calling you because we heard.
How can we fix this? That's too funny. So for today, we're doing the.
It was your idea, ma'am.
I know, I forgot the wording that I used. The realities of motherhood.
Yes.
That's what I think that we were going to be discussing. Someone brought up something in one of my videos talking about Mike smelling, or not smell. I feel so bad when I say that. Mike's scent bothering me, which it no longer really bothers me anymore. It's slowly going away. It's his whole personality now. That's a different issue.
Samesies.
Someone was saying that, like, no one talks about, like, the realities of, like, pregnancy and on top of that. Yeah, like, motherhood. Like, you see, everyone talks about, like, the influencer moms. Like, have it perfect. The girls who are freaking giving birth with, like, hair and makeup done. Recording themselves. Taking care of their kids. Like, they're living the, like, best perfect life. And moms, real moms, can't relate or understand, like, how they can't get their lives like that. And it's because it isn't like that.
Yeah, or they have help, like,
or it's a lie. Like, these women, I was watching, there was a TikTok that I was watching, they were showing all these influencers who had, like, hair and makeup and look absolutely gorgeous getting ready for labor, and then they were like, this is how I really looked, and then I was dying watching it, and I was like, I cannot imagine trying to curl my hair before trying to go and give birth.
You know what, and I could see it, and I'm going to say it because of my experience with Michael. Like I told you, like, mm-hmm. I was in labor with him for 13 hours. Uh-huh. Once that epidural hit, I couldn't move my legs. Like, if I would have brought a makeup bag, like, I could have sat there and done my makeup.
There's no way in hell.
I could have. Like, I was there for 13 hours. But, like,
why would you want to do that? Like, good first impression.
I mean, social media wasn't a thing. I don't know, because if you're filming or whatever, and, like, you want to look nice, or, you know, if you are an influencer mom and you're filming, you know, whatever. I mean,
I was like, are you crazy? I'm the type of person, every single time I've gone to, like, passing out or anything,
you get pictures, like, you get your pictures taken and stuff. Like,
they don't allow pictures, but I know they don't allow, like, videos or anything like that. It says specifically, like, if you're going into labor to delivery, you can't have any, like, videos or recordings.
I have some. I have video. I got photos.
Yeah, they don't allow it anymore. Or that specific hospital that I'm going to doesn't allow it.
That's crazy.
Yeah. It says no video recording. You have one hair that's sticking up like this. It's driving me insane. Nope. Come over here. I'll pull it.
No, don't pull it. Just lay it.
I laid it down.
Yeah, I have. I mean, I've got videos and pictures of stuff literally of, like, Bryce right after he was taken out of my chest or taken out of my vag and put on my chest. Like, you see my boob in it and everything. I was out.
Yeah, but no, they don't allow videos.
Yeah. I mean, like, I definitely could have. And then, you know, even in my case with Bryce, like, you know, I was in labor all day. Didn't know I was in labor. I was planning on going to work that day. So I had makeup on and I just happened to go into labor. So I went into labor delivery with hair and makeup done. Like, it just, I look good. I can't help it.
It's a curse. I'm way too comfortable and, like, being comfortable that I would just be like, absolutely not. Especially, like, when they put what is that called? Like, a wet towel on you? Because I know it's already going to destroy my hair or whatever. I'm like, put it everywhere. Mm-hmm. Back of the neck, on top of the forehead, wherever you need it. Throw it all over my head.
If you need it. Like, I didn't need it with Bryce. And then with Michael, again, I didn't need it because I got the epidural so early. And my contractions weren't even really that bad. And then I got the epidural. And I was smooth sailing from there. So I wasn't, like, dying or anything.
Yeah. I was like, nope. Absolutely not. Could not imagine even thinking about, like, don't forget my makeup.
Well, If you pack it, I mean, you know, you have your, I mean, you should pack it because the next day, you know, you have newborn photos that come in. Like, the photographer comes in and poses the baby with you and you guys take a family photo that you have to buy. But you can come in, you're going to have people coming in to see the baby and stuff. And I mean, if you don't want to, that's great. But I could see why some women do, you know?
Yeah, I was seeing all the, like, pictures and videos that people were saying, and I was like, no, I'm leaning more towards the right. I'm like, there's no way in hell. Like, even in the mornings when I take Michael to school, I'm like, do I want to get ready? And I'm like, no, I don't want to get ready. Trying to focus maybe more on skincare to, like, do the whole, like, natural, like, glowing look.
Mm-hmm.
But also that's another thing in itself. What was the other one that I was looking at? Oh, the food one. People were talking about, like, making perfect lunches for, like, the kids and stuff like that. I even on Pinterest, like, looking at how they make the lunches, like, so pretty.
Mm-hmm.
One, I don't think it's – well, at least in Michael's sake, I don't think it's enough food to make his lunch, like, pretty. Like, cutting into hearts – well, not hearts for him, but, like, dinosaurs or something like that. Like, it's just, he's going to be starving. Like, there's no way in hell that it's going to be reasonable. Michael eats so much that, like, I'm making him, like, bulks of, like, chicken and, like, mac and cheese.
He does
and, like,
eat a lot. Oh, my God.
Trying to stuff him up with stuff that, like, nothing can be pretty. Like, I would love to get him a bento box and make pretty little lunches. But, like, that's not going to work. And then with Bryce even trying to do that, he's like, I don't like that. I don't want that. I'm like, oh, my God, have whatever you want.
The bento box is great, though, because I had a bento box for Bryce last year.
Does he still have it?
Mm-hmm. He's eating more now. So they have, like, the bigger bento box, but I don't know. Maybe I'll get the bigger one. It was convenient because like you said, I mean, like, I don't really know what he's in the mood for. And I was able to put, like, smaller servings of everything in there and give him more of, like, a variety.
Was he eating it all?
Yeah.
Like, every single part? I mean, you don't do snacks on the side or anything like that?
No, everything just right in there. It had, like, a little circle container. I could put, like, you know, Nutella in there or ranch or whatever, depending on what I was putting. It was, like, a little spot for, like, chicken nuggets or a sandwich or whatever. They even have ones now that come with a built-in thermos.
I saw that. I saw Darren post something. Like, yeah. Was it Darren?
It was Darren.
With the thermos thing?
Yep. And I thought that was genius because his thermos, I mean, you felt his lunchbox today. You were like, damn, it's heavy. And I'm like, yeah, it's the thermos in there.
Yeah.
It is
but
heavy.
I can't tell. And I guess it's hard because we're watching it on TikTok and not in person. How big that actual thermos that she's using. Because, like, I don't know if you remember the thermos I used to have for Michael. Like, it's tiny now. Or maybe to me it's tiny. Like, I put, like, 4 corn nuggets in it, and I'm like, this is not enough.
The one I have for Michael is pretty big. Like, I can fit, you know, like, those little, like, single-serving mac and cheese and, like, the
Kraft?
We get the Annie's one, but, yeah, like, the little, you add water to it. I could put 2 of those. Yeah, you microwave it. Okay. I could put 2 of those in there.
Oh, yeah. There's no way in hell the one that I have would fit 2 of them. He's going to need, like, a bigger one. But I think the next bigger one, that, at least that I saw in Publix, is, like, the standard adult size ones.
Mm-mm, I think we got ours from Amazon. The one that I have for Bryce is, I think, the same size that you have for Michael.
Yeah.
And I could fit, like, yeah, it's small. It's got, like, well, he doesn't really eat that much. I could put rice in it today.
Yeah.
Because your girl made too much rice last night.
I love that. No more of the tortilla soup or whatever.
I don't eat it. My husband needs it. You have to ask him. He's probably sick and tired of it.
Why don't you eat it?
I don't know. Like, I don't mind eating leftovers sometimes, but, like,
we're getting back into that.
I make so much food because he needs so much food. And honestly, it wasn't that good.
Really? You're the one who made it.
I know. The issue was I was, like, rushing. Like, I was filming, like, a day in the life that day, and I had to rush out the door and, like, get soccer and, like, all this stuff. And then Bryce was like, I want to make banana bread. And it was just very, very, very stressful. That's the real thing, is, like, that video looks so nice and calm and everything. And you're like, oh, look how productive. I was struggling. Like, I was running around like a chicken with my head cut off. Like, oh, my God. That is the reality. Okay. The chicken tortilla soup just, like, wasn't that good. Like, I don't know.
That's not the bacon one, right?
No.
Oh, okay.
That was a different one. Girl, I need to stop trying new things. That's what it is. Like, I'll see something on TikTok, and this is my issue.
You could try it new, but maybe don't, like, film it while you're trying it at the same time.
I'm trying to do more content. I'm trying to do more content for the viewers. But this is the issue, is I find these recipes, and I'm notorious for this. I do it every single time. I'll find a recipe, and I'll see it on, like, TikTok or Instagram or something, and I'm like, wow, that looks really good. And then I'll scroll away, and then I'll be like, I'm going to go make it. I have no idea what the measurements are. I have no idea what all the ingredients are.
So how are you recreating it?
I just make it up. Like, I'm like, okay, so.
So you're guessing.
I'm guessing.
Based on a video you watched once.
One time. Yeah. And I'm like, oh, I could do it. I'm like, it's easy enough. It's like 7 ingredients. I can do that. Great. Scroll on. And then, like, I'll go and, or another thing I'll do is I'll be like, oh, I have all the ingredients for that.
Yeah.
Not even checking. And then I go to cook and I'm like, oh, I don't have any heavy cream, or, oh, I don't have this. And I'm like, oh, so I need to do a substitution. And the substitutions just never work. And it's just awful. And then my husband has to eat it for the next week.
I love that. I thought you were, like, watching the videos and, like, recreating them as you're watching them.
No, ma'am. Absolutely not.
See, I'm the complete opposite. If I find a recipe that I like, normally I don't do, like, I've done actually a couple, like, TikTok, Instagram videos, but, like, only if there's recipes attached, because I also need to read it too to, like, make sure. Because, like, sometimes they say a certain measurement, then I see what they're pouring in, and I'm like, I know I'm like, I don't know my numbers, but, like, something's off. But I'll have the whole entire recipe there, like, to the T, like, telling foolproof. And I still won't record it because I'm like, I don't know how this is going to turn out. I'll eat it, and it'll be really good. And then I'll make it a second time, and I'm like, still not professional enough to know how to make it, and or to know how to record it. we'll make it again. Really good. Then the third time where I'm like, I got this. I go to record it and I fuck it up somehow.
You should just record it every time. Just record it every time. It's relatable.
Do you know how many times I have food recipes on my phone half done towards the end where I'm like, fuck this because I messed it up or I forgot to record a certain thing. So now it's like, how does she go from like chicken and now there's like cheese covered with like breadcrumbs?
That's why I literally just, it's literally in my car right now. I just got it this morning. I bought a ring light that I'm going to have in the kitchen because I am going to start doing what I say I'm going to do. Unlike,
I didn't say I was doing cookie videos. Fuck that. You will never catch me doing cookie videos. I don't even like cooking.
No, for the cooking channel.
No, I'm doing snacks.
Snacks works.
I'm not you. I don't enjoy cooking that I feel like no one's going to enjoy watching either. Me because I'm just stressed out. I don't like cooking. I could, if we could hire a chef, I would hire a chef every single day.
It could be funny to watch though.
Watch me be annoyed the whole entire time, yes. Yelling at people and the dogs. Yes. Get out of the kitchen.
It's relatable. Like, people are going to watch this right now and be like, I'm the exact same way.
Like, I used to make the joke all the time that I'm like, I don't cook with love. I cook with hate. Like, I'm miserable.
It comes with their food because their food's hella salty.
I just don't enjoy it. So that's why I'm like, even thinking about doing a cooking video, I'm like, oh, like, let me do the snack. Let me eat the stuff and test it out. You want to cook something and have me taste it?
Rating it 1 through 10.
Yeah.
Yeah. I don't know. It's a lot of trial and error for me, like I said. The only thing I follow, like, to a T is baking. Because baking, like, you literally have to.
Which is why I don't bake.
Yeah, baking is, it's the worst. I have to do it to a T. And even then, I'm like, I don't have eggs. I'm like, what can I use in place for eggs? I'm constantly on Google and it's like, use a banana or applesauce or something. And I'm like, oh, okay.
But then it changes it like somehow, like the consistency or texture.
I know.
Some shit, it changes it.
And you know what I do too is even baking, I'll like follow a recipe like to the T and I'm like, you know what would be even better in here? And I just keep adding shit and adding shit. Sometimes it works out. Sometimes it dries it out and it doesn't work out. But like my homemade granola, girl. I tried so hard to make homemade granola because I was like, I saw someone else make it. No, it was granola bars, like the little chewy bars or whatever. Because I'm like, I spent so much money on those and they weren't like on sale 1 week. So I was like, I'm going to make homemade like granola bars. Mm-hmm. Bitch, that was hard as hell. They would not stick together. They tasted delicious. I will say that. They were really, really, really good. I was eating the granola like by the handful.
They were crumbly.
They were so crumbly. And I added so much peanut butter. Like twice the amount that the recipe told me to. And they still weren't sticking together.
Do they only stick with peanut butter?
I don't know. It was peanut butter and honey. And I put both in there. And they were like, I think it's because maybe like either the pan I used was like maybe too big or like I wasn't pressing it down firmly enough or whatever. And then I don't know, but it would not stick.
So something has to hold it together or hold it at least tightly.
Maybe it wasn't tight enough. And actually, that's not even true because you know what I tried to do afterwards? After my third failed attempt, because I kept having to like recrumble it back together and add more peanut butter and then set it and then it wouldn't stick. I even tried to take it and like form it into balls. Because you know, like those little energy balls?
Mm-hmm.
Still wouldn't stick.
I've made the energy balls before, but I didn't like them. Good. But I don't like energy balls either. Like bought, store-bought or homemade.
Or people balls.
I love that. Oh. Yeah, no, I tend to be the type of person is if I could buy it and pay more money, I would.
I'm that person too, but like this budget is killing me. I'm trying to be like more conscious.
Like, I know the word that
trying
you're
to
saying,
be more aware. He's gonna say aware. There are some words in just like the English language that like I cannot say. I think one of them is, there's one that starts with the G, generally, and it's like generally and genuinely. Like, I confuse
genuinely.
Those. I confuse them all the time. I know the difference.
No, I love that. I know the word that you're saying, but it's not coming out right.
Conscientiously. I don't know. I'm trying to be more aware of what I'm putting into my body, like, chemical-wise and just, like, unnecessary ingredients-wise. Like, I'm trying to eat foods and buy foods that are more, like, simple, clean ingredients. Like, I don't care if there's sugar in there and shit like that. Like, that doesn't bother me. But as long as it's, like, not, like, these big words that are just, like, what the fuck is that? If I see sugar, if I see oil, just clean words that I know what they mean, I'll buy it. But there's just so many, like, you know, I've been watching these documentaries. Big words
are delicious, though.
I know, but they're so bad for you, and they just cause so many issues. And I'm like, I already got so many issues, so.
I'm here for a good time, not a long time. When I watched that, what was that documentary a long time ago? That McDonald's documentary that people, it turned, like, people from, like, fast food lovers to, like, vegans and stuff like that. And I was like, it doesn't faze me, like, could I be eating be better? Like, probably. Could I be making stuff homemade? Probably. Am I going to? Nope.
See, me, I'm like...
Like, when you were talking about the Purdue stuff and whatnot, and I was like...
Oh, my God. I'll have to tell you that documentary. It fucking traumatized me. And
I guess I don't get traumatized easily. I think that might be the issue.
I don't know. It's not... It's just, you know, you see all these things about, like, kids going into puberty earlier and earlier and earlier, and just... I don't know. Like... I want better for my kids, so I can take a couple extra minutes to make sure that I'm giving them better quality or whatever. You know what I mean? So I tried making the granola bar with cleaner ingredients, and it tasted amazing, but I just couldn't get them to stick. So
what did you do with the rest of it?
I ate it with my hands out of the fridge every time I passed by, and then when I figured, this probably isn't good anymore, I tossed it in the trash.
Did the kids eat it at all?
No. No, but I still have all the ingredients, obviously, and I'm gonna give it another shot. I just gotta figure out what I did wrong and redo it again. Maybe get, like, another recipe.
Yeah. I'm sure there's someone else who could show you how to, like, put it together or make it a little
easier. I'm gonna try a different approach. Like, watch a couple different videos and then just figure out, like, which technique works for me. But I've been doing a lot of really good, like, homemade... better things for the kids. Been buying just better stuff, trying to make my life better. I don't know.
I'm trying out the new varieties of Italian cookies, so that's what I'm Italian doing with my life.
I don't know. Like, those are, like, not...
They have 6 different kinds. I went to Publix yesterday and saw them, and I was like,
which one did you get?
So they have, like, 3 different variety packs, which still have the jellies, and I'm not a big fan of the jelly one. But they have a pack, and I don't know if you guys know, I don't have that one today. But it's like chocolate. It's like half chocolate coated with chocolate sprinkles, and then the inside is chocolate.
Ooh.
It's the best one so far. I'm obsessed with it, but I didn't get it yet. I'll have to show you, like, a picture of all the options that they have. I still want to try those ones that you showed me, the colorful ones.
Oh, yeah.
I didn't see that in any of those, but I think someone said that in the public, like, baking section that they had some like that.
Oh, really? So I came over to Tiffany's yesterday, and she let me try an Italian cookie for the first time. And I was like, as I was eating it. But then she was like, people dip their coffee in there. Mm-hmm. Or people
dip it in their coffee.
Yeah. And then I was thinking, and I was like, dang, this could be pretty good.
Kind of like biscottis. Like,
yeah.
I love biscottis.
I love biscottis too.
They're really good. But I also like scones. Remember we talked about scones, and you were like, they're kind of dry. And I'm like, you typically have it with tea.
I don't think I've ever had a scone. Did I have a scone?
Yeah, we did a whole tea thing on Virgin Voyages. We had scones. And you said it was kind of dry. Scone? Yeah, it's like a little square looking thing. They're typically really, really dry, but you have the tea to, like, moisten it up. And it's just, scones are so good, though. Actually, all bakery items. I don't think I'm going to be so hungry as soon as I'm done with the same thing.
We're going to go to the bakery after here.
They're really good. But yeah, Italian cookies, if you're from New York, you know they're like a staple alongside black and white cookies. So I've always been obsessed with Italian cookies. Would have preferred from an Italian shop and not from Publix, but they're still pretty good.
There's a bakery over here, isn't there? It's
Frankie's Deli.
Frankie's Deli.
That is a great... I'm going to have to try it. Like,
you should go there.
It's really close. I'm like, I guess I'm going to go.
Yeah.
They have black and white cookies too. I got one for my brother once a long time ago. But I'm not a fan of black and white cookies. I don't know what the hype is on those. They're black and white.
No, but I mean, like, is the inside black and white, or is it, like...
No. I'll show you right now.
Are they, like, dipped? Like, half dipped in? Maybe I have had one of those. Try not to flash the camera.
Don't do that. They're literally, like, black and white.
Oh, I've seen those before. I don't think I've ever had one,
It's a very popular...
It's like the same Italian cookie on the inside?
I don't know. Yeah, I think it's a sugar cookie on the inside. I just know it was, like, super, super popular when we lived in New York. Like, we had that all the time. I never thought what the thing, like, was. It wasn't, like, anything that I craved all the time. Mm. I prefer Italian cookies over black and white cookies, but my brother loves black and white cookies.
It's so random.
I know. God, I miss desserts from New York now that we're talking about all this stuff.
There's all kinds of New York delis down here, so.
Yeah.
They're from New York.
Yeah.
Wow, I'm going to tell them that you said that.
Okay, but getting off the tangent of cookies, because then I'm going to have to stop this and go and eat something. Cookies.
I'm gonna have to go and stop and eat something anyway.
Actually, keeping in this tangent really quick. I told Michael the other day that when you came over for the podcast, you were trying to eat ice cream at like 9 o'clock in the morning during the podcast.
Well, you like low-key offered me some, and then I was like, okay, and then you never even gave me one.
And then this silly kid was like, so how many did you eat? And I was like, so what, you think I'm just going to give up because your mother is there? And be like, okay.
Yeah, she's like, I bought ice cream for anyone who wants one. And then she put it back in the freezer. And I'm like.
No, and then I think I said, I was like, I'm going to eat something. And you're like, I think I know what it is.
I was like, I'm ready to eat ice cream. I'll eat ice cream at any time in the morning. Like,
no, I think I don't think
it's milk.
I can't do like a lot of sweets first thing in the morning for some reason. I don't know why.
I love sweets in the morning.
I love that for you. But going back to the kids, or going back to the.
Yeah, speaking of Italian cookies, mother. She also had Italian cookies over here one time.
On the podcast.
On the podcast. And I'm like over here starving, like telling her I'm starving or whatever. And she comes in here with Italian cookies and she's just sitting there chowing away. Didn't offer me one or nothing.
In my defense, there was three left. And it was like one for me and two for baby. So it was like, where's Megan's portion? The baby had two. That's a problem that she's you like, need to take with her.
You never had an Italian cookie before? That sucks.
That was the chocolate ones that were good as hell.
Oh, pulling stuff in her face. Like, that sucks for you.
You know, we do have boundaries in this co-parenting dynamic.
I hate my life.
Chocolate cookies we don't share.
Damn.
Especially when there's damn, little lady, left.
You're so candy.
Oh, those cookies were so good too. We're going back to the cookies.
I was like, damn, okay.
They're gonna be on the next podcast, I promise you that. I'm gonna buy them and just have them like right here because they're so fucking good.
I was like, I can't wait for the next time that you come to my house. I'm like, it sucks to suck.
I blame the baby. Wanted the damn cookies. I never, literally, since before pregnancy, I don't think I ever bought Italian cookies from Publix, ever.
I've never seen them at your house.
No, but like now I'm buying all these new things.
You gotta try it. See if the baby likes it.
She does. She likes the chocolate one. So if you guys, you know, have spare chocolate Italian cookies, send them over my way. Thank you. Speaking of that, though, on babies and stuff, we had a topic on, I think Megan brought it up on Facebook about, I forgot what the wording was. I think you asked them if they enjoyed their pregnancy. Is that what it was?
Yeah, it was like, be honest. Like, did you actually enjoy your pregnancy?
Yeah, did you actually enjoy your pregnancy? Because there was people who said, and I was reading some of the comments, they were like, I love being pregnant. I could be pregnant every single year. And I'm like,
absolutely not.
What do you love about it? I'm just curious. Like, what part is the best part?
Some people feel more beautiful pregnant. Like, they feel more maternal. I don't know. Like, some people really, really, like, my stepmom really loved being pregnant.
Really? I just.
Yeah.
I'm trying to find that, like, yes.
Some people just love it. Like, they love the belly. They love. And I'm not going to lie. Like, I love seeing pregnant ladies. Like, it makes my heart so happy, like, seeing a big old belly on a pregnant lady. Like, I don't know. I love them. Like, I think pregnant ladies are just so, I don't know if it's just like the glowing skin or whatever, but I think just everyone looks so good pregnant. Like, you just look healthy and just like, I don't know. Like, I love a good pregnant lady.
But you wouldn't want to be pregnant every single year.
You know what? I'm not going to lie. Humble brag. I'll have to post some pictures in here. I looked cute as fuck pregnant. I'm
but
not
would you
even
want
gonna lie.
To be pregnant every single year?
Oh, no.
You say you look cute. And I'm sure if when I get a bigger belly, I think I'll look cute and stuff. But the feeling.
I mean, there were certain points where I was like, oh my God, this is great. You know, and there's a lot of perks that comes to being pregnant too. Like, people will let you pass them and like they'll get up and they're always offering you food and all kinds of stuff. So it's great.
I think I'm not even at that point yet that I'm like, can enjoy food or can eat as much when everyone's like, Thanksgiving's going to be amazing for you. I'm so scared for Thanksgiving.
Yeah, you've got time. You'll be fine.
Girl, it's like in 3 weeks.
Thanksgiving is?
Yes.
No.
We're like.
It's like a month away.
We're running out of time. Thanksgiving's already almost here.
I'm not ready. I saw this thing that said, it was yesterday. It said 10 more Sunday mornings until Christmas Eve.
30 days away.
And I was like, are you fucking kidding me?
I love Christmas.
I'm like starting to panic. I called Tiffany this morning and I was like, we need to do something Halloween. I was like, we don't have any time. I don't have Michael all next week or this week. I have him. Maybe we'll do something on Tuesday then. I don't know. I need to do something Halloween-y because I don't feel like we've had enough
Halloween stuff.
We haven't had enough Halloween.
Yeah, his costume came in today. But, no, I'm thinking about Thanksgiving already, girl. I skipped over Halloween. Actually, I didn't skip over Halloween because I did say I want to see what candies the kids are getting. Mm-hmm. But that was just for my own pure, you know, desire or whatnot. But seeing some of the women talk about how, like, they just didn't enjoy it, especially the women who were, like, throwing up every day, I can see that being horrendous. I think I struggle with waking up and feeling like I'm sick every single day. Like, it's bad enough that I have allergies, normal me, but pregnant me, being sick, stuff up, feeling nauseous. Like, I feel so run down all the time that, like, I was crying to Mike and I was like, I'm so excited for this baby and I would love this baby, but why can't I have an Amazon to me? Like, would have loved that that was an option. Because it's just like,
a little bit.
Yeah, it's just, it's rough to feel like your body's like giving up constantly and I'm just exhausted. And seeing what some people were saying, they were saying it was like difficult, they struggled, they were exhausted. And then other women said it was like the best experience and they want to be pregnant all the time. And I'm like,
yeah, some people get like more energy, like they're not like, I don't know.
Well, some people said they had no symptoms, like from like when they conceived to when they gave birth, they said it was like a regular, like everyday thing. And I was like, that probably would have been great to just feel like myself, but just a little bit bigger. That's fine. Then I wouldn't have to be, you know, second guessing the snacks that I'd be having. I'd be like, what's one more? But the not feeling good is definitely the harder part. And I know that I could have it worse, especially that, what's that condition when you like throw up severely?
I don't know.
A lot of women were talking about it.
You throw up severely.
It's like severe morning sickness. Which is like a thing. And then they said it was like common. You like end up hospitalized.
Could you imagine feeling how you're feeling now and then working 40 hours a week at a job?
No way.
Like, you're so lucky.
I know. I say that to Mike all the time. Home,
like,
hypermesis gravidaria.
Some of these women have whatever that is and have to go to work 40 hours a week.
I think you have to be hospitalized for that, for the hypermesis thing. I know someone said, similar to morning sickness, but it's excessive vomiting during pregnancy. So then you become dehydrated and they have to be attached to an IV and monitored and stuff like that. Because you're not getting any nutrients in at all. Like, you're expelling everything, not eating. You're starving yourself, essentially.
I know. I was
like, that's absolutely insane.
It sucks. I... yeah.
But even when I freaking, when I was pregnant one time and I was working, like, I was sick so much I had to leave work. They were like, you gotta, like, go. And I'm like, the smells of people bothered me, their food. I had a freaking box of the oyster crackers and I would just, like, sit there and, like, cry and eat that the whole entire time. But I did customer service, so I had to be talking on the phone, not snacking.
Yeah.
And I was like, I can't do this.
That happened to me when I was pregnant with Michael. I worked at a pharmacy. And it was a Greek pharmacy in Tarpon Springs. And
I feel like I know exactly where you're talking about, too.
Yeah. I would go in there and, you know, I worked the front desk and everyone came in smelling like cigarettes. And it was awful. Oh, my God. So I literally like was talking to someone, giving them their prescription. And I had to literally mid-sentence run to the back and I threw up in my hands like on the way to the bathroom.
That's crazy.
And then I ended up having to go home.
I know, it was
awful. But with Michael, I wasn't super sick. I mean, I had like little spouts in the beginning, but I don't think I was really horrible with Michael. Bryce, on the other hand, I was. Like, I was very sick with Bryce.
That I haven't thrown up.
That's awesome.
That I'm like, and then that worried me too, because I'm like, if I've thrown up every single time, like, why am I not throwing up now?
And maybe the other ones were boys and this one was a girl. What's the difference?
I thought you don't get sick with boys.
You do. I had two boys and I got sick.
Someone said that you don't get sick with boys.
That's an old wives' tale.
Oh, yeah, a wives' tale. No, I tell myself all the time that I try to, like, feel, like, lucky and, like, grateful and stuff like that. So I tell Mike, I was like, I don't want to, like, complain to anyone or say anything to anyone. And he's like, you can be honest with people. And I was like, no, people are going to tell me.
No, pregnancy does
suck. Be grateful.
Pregnancy I'm like, I don't. Sucks. It's not fun for anybody.
And to, like, not know what I'm experiencing or going through that I'm like, am I being dramatic or not? I'm like, I can't tell anyone. And then he's like, don't like hold it all in. Cause then I'm just in the room by myself crying all the time. He's like, you should be able to talk to people. And I'm like, I feel stupid.
No, and pregnancy does suck. Like, I've said it even before you were pregnant. I talk about it openly online in past podcasts too. Like, I did not enjoy being pregnant either time. Like, it was not fun for me. Even when I wasn't sick, I didn't feel like I looked good. Like, I hated the fact that I had to, you know, get bigger and got stretch marks and stuff. I mean, when I had my big belly,
like a full belly.
Yeah, I looked cute. But up until mm-hmm. then, like, you know, I was so small and I was so underweight. People didn't know if I was just had like a drinking problem or something.
Why would they think you had a drink?
Because you only had like a little beer belly. Oh. Like I was so skinny everywhere else, but I had like a little belly, and they're like, damn, little lady.
I love that.
It just was not enjoyable for me. I was so tired all the time. I still had to work. It just was miserable. I did not enjoy it at all. I was crying over everything. Like, that's so I told you all the time, like, you know, you do not need to feel guilty about not enjoying your pregnancy, you know, and it's, maybe it's just for the, like, the right now. You might later. You still got a long way to go, girl.
I know.
You might really enjoy it.
Someone told me, they were like, don't worry about how much weight you gain or something like that. And I was like, that's not why I've been crying. I'm like, that is the least of my worries.
Oh my God.
I am totally fine with the whole gaining weight and eating and stuff. And I was like,
it goes away.
It's the nausea 24/7. And not breathing out of your nose that, like, kills me most of the time.
Mike,
like,
and I used to know this couple. When I was pregnant with Michael, she was pregnant with one of her children. And they came over to our house one time. And he was, like, monitoring, like, everything she was eating. Not to make sure she was eating, to make sure she wasn't, like,
you're, like, overeating. Eating too much?
Because he's like, I don't want you to get a bunch of pregnancy weight. And Mike and I were like, what the fuck? Like, girl, do you need to eat? I got snacks. Like, yeah.
They say that pregnancy weight, like, varies. You can gain, like, I think as little as, like, 30 pounds or as much. Women were gaining, like, 100
pounds. Yeah, my mom gained 100 pounds with me. But, yeah, like, I gained a bunch of weight with Michael because I was so underweight. I had to gain weight to, like, have a healthy pregnancy. But you lose it. Oh, my. As long as you're, like, eating and just making sure that you're eating, if you're, you know, you shouldn't. I don't want to gain weight being pregnant. Like, this is the time. Like, it should be more about, like, taking care of the baby. Like, making sure the baby's good. It's not about you anymore. It's about the baby.
Yeah.
Take care of the baby. Eat your food. Like, this is, if you want fucking chips, go eat chips. Did you see that TikTok I sent you? It was the
girl with the Pringles?
Or no, it's the girl with the Taco Bell. She's like, it said at the top, she was like, it said, people saying that I should eat healthier because I'm pregnant, and then it shows the baby, like, dancing in her uterus, and the baby's like, me and my mom's Taco Bell! And the baby's like, whoa! And I'm like, damn, that was me, because I stayed eating whatever I wanted.
Yeah.
I want a Taco Bell, I was going to eat Taco Bell.
Well, that's what my doctor said. She was like, you don't have to focus on eating. She's like, right now, eat whatever you want. You can focus on that later. Because I know people are like, make sure you're eating, like, good snacks, or, like, don't eat too much sugar, and you'll get, like, gestational bad diabetes or whatever. I'm like, I'm eating when I can. Like, chocolate milk right now is my best friend. So me and chocolate milk are like this. I had it this morning.
Yeah. I'm saying, like, you get to eat whatever you want, like, whatever the baby wants. Like, just eat. It's what the baby wants. Give the baby what it wants.
Well, even with the gestational diabetes thing, like, I mean, they do technically have a solution if I do get that.
Yeah.
It's not gonna be a fun one.
Yeah, they said that I had it with Bryce. I had the little finger prick thing. I don't think I had it because my sugar was never, like, literally every single time I tested, I never had high sugar even once.
Insulin?
No, they just had me check my sugar and I had to, like, write it down.
Okay.
And it was when I was going to the doctor, I think, like, every week or, like, every 2 weeks or whatever. And my sugar was never, I didn't, they were like, oh, yeah, you need to change your diet. You need to do all this. I didn't change my diet one bit.
I love that.
And my sugar was still never high. So I don't know what happened there, but
yeah.
I don't think I had it.
No, I think I eat a variety of things. I ate a whole bag of carrots yesterday. So that was what I was in the mood for. It's whatever I open the fridge and whatever comes to mind, I guess.
Did you end up eating your pasta?
I did not.
Really? Nope,
could not do it. I felt so nauseous just looking at it. And I was like, I cannot. That's why I made Michael was pasta. And just, like, looking at it, I was like, that's not going to happen. So I ate toast because I did feel nauseous. And then I saw the carrot bag and I was like, why not? And then I ate the whole carrot bag. So then I was like, well, now time for a treat because I ate something healthy.
I can't with you.
I got a bunch of carrots and snow peas. Like, that's just what I was craving the other day. Mike was eating snow peas and I was like, can I have them? I love snow peas. You don't like anything like that, though.
Are those the sugar snap peas?
I think so. They're like in a green little pod thing.
And they're, like, sweet.
I don't know if they're, I mean, they're in the fridge. You can try them. I don't know if they're sweet, but it says snow peas, I think. Or maybe it doesn't say sugar snap peas and I'm saying it wrong. I don't know.
Michael and I went through a phase one time where we were eating sugar snap peas and they were very sweet and we would dip them in ranch.
I'm not dipping them in anything. I'm literally going from bag to mouth. Cause I love them. I can't do edamame anymore, so that's just, like, not the thing.
I love edamame. It's my favorite.
I got sick one time, and I was like, absolutely not, never again. I think I ate too much edamame, though. I think I overdid it, and that's why. But, yeah, we have a variety of snacks. We have a bunch of vegetables in there, a bunch of fruit in there. We have salty snacks, sweet snacks. We got ice cream. Oh. I'm really trying to do all the, like, pyramids of things. So, like, if something, like, comes to mind, I already have it. But then I, for some reason, like yesterday when I told you I wanted the pasta, it was the one thing we didn't have.
That's how it goes every time.
So, but now I got cichlids too. So
I know I really
got
a
whole variety of things. I ate all the peeps already.
Did you? You can get them for more at Target.
Oh, I was so excited when I saw the peeps and I ate them. They didn't taste like what I thought they were going to taste. I don't know if like my mind expected something more marshmallowy or something, but I did eat them all.
Well, it's, I don't know, like, are peeps really a marshmallow? I know they have, like, a marshmallow texture, but, like, are they the same as marshmallow?
I think they are marshmallow.
I don't like marshmallows, and I don't like, I like marshmallow fluff.
I've never had that. Fluff, whatever that's called? Never had that. Oh, is it, like, Cool Whip?
No. So, I saw this TikTok. It was, like, make a spooky coffee with me, and I was like, I'm gonna do that. So, you take marshmallow fluff, and you put it, like, on the inside of your cup, and then you put your ice in, and then you draw, like, a little face on the outside of the cup, so it looks like a ghost is in there.
But what is it?
What is marshmallow fluff?
Is it like sticky like a marshmallow?
It's sticky. But it's like,
damn, she's going to be having me buying a whole jar of marshmallow fluff. I don't be sitting on the couch eating that.
It's so good. No, you know what's good is marshmallow fluff and then put cookie butter with it, bitch.
Like you mix it together?
Put it on like a sandwich.
I'm gonna have to cool. I've never had
marshmallow fluff. Cool Whip is so good. No, it's not like is Cool Whip. Is that the same thing? It's not like Cool Whip. No, I literally have some in my house right now.
Marshmallow fluff.
They sell it at Publix.
I've seen it, but I honestly, I thought it was like Cool Whip.
It's so good. Oh my God. Marshmallow fluff is so good.
I've never tried a marshmallow cream before.
You should get it. It's delicious.
So why don't you like marshmallows, but you like marshmallow fluff?
Because marshmallow fluff is better. It tastes better. Damn, marshmallows just don't have any like flavor. I don't know. I don't like the texture of them.
I love marshmallows. I love eating marshmallows like straight out the bag. I love burning the shit out of them at a campfire.
See, and that's what I like is I can eat them when they're like, again, they're like gooey on the inside.
Does it turn marshmallow fluffish?
Marshmallow fluffs are better.
Oh.
But it's like the same, like that consistency of like the inside of a marshmallow when you like break it open and it's like not liquidy, but like it's gooey. Like that. It's like that, but like a whole jar of it, but tastes better.
Damn, I'm going to have to try it now. It's I just saw so someone good. Put it on a sandwich.
Yeah. It's called a fluffer nutter when you put it with either like with peanut butter. Yeah. I've never had one, but I would definitely do it with cookie butter because I bought some cookie butter because Tiffany said something about cookie butter cold brew and I was like, easily influenced.
I know.
I'm going to go buy it.
And damn, I'll have to try it. No, I love marshmallows.
It's so good. It's so good.
But I'm pretty sure peeps are marshmallows. They're just like a texturized marshmallow, if that makes any sense.
I just don't like the texture of marshmallows, and I don't like, I don't like peeps either.
It's a marshmallow confection. It's a sugar marshmallow. Are peeps considered marshmallows? They're sugar-coated marshmallows with eyes.
Yeah, I don't like that.
No, I love them. Apparently in like the 2000s or 90s, they had like a peep maker. I saw it online and I was like, oh, that'd be perfect for me and Bryce. I went to go order it, but it was like an old thing. And I was like, I mean, we could still make it. The peeps came out looking terrifying.
Can I tell you how I have a video that I saved on TikTok? Because, you know, again, like I'm trying to make everything like the things that I can homemade.
Uh-huh.
I found a marshmallow video.
Like, to make marshmallows?
Make marshmallows, yeah. Apparently, they're, like, 1,000 times better than regular marshmallows. So, I was like, maybe I'll like these.
You know, like, they came out with those square marshmallows, designer marshmallows, in, like, 100 different flavors? I don't like those.
Really?
Yeah, I like a good old-fashioned... What's the brand?
Jell-O? No.
No.
Jif?
I don't know. I don't like them. I feel like they add too much flavor. And I tried a cherry one before.
Cherry sounds terrible.
Yeah, it was the first one that was available. And I didn't really... It's Jet Puffed.
Jet Puffed. That's right.
That's the best one. I didn't really like it. And I was just like, maybe they're like adding too much stuff in it to make it like a flavored thing. That I was like, this isn't that good. Like, I like the Jet Puffed marshmallows. I love like the Lucky Charms marshmallows.
Are those even marshmallows, though? I mean, honestly. Oh, my God. So, remember how we were talking about cereal the other day? And this is totally off. I mean, on subject, but off subject. So, Tiffany and I were talking about cereal. We were on the phone for, like, 25 minutes when you were at Publix one time. You were just going up and down.
That was, like, 3 months ago when I first went out of practice.
Yeah, because she was eating.
I bought four cereal. Different cereals.
So remember, we were talking about the cereals, and I was telling her about my favorite cereal when I was a kid was Kix, but it was the Wildberry Kix.
That
and
doesn't they exist. Don't
make it anymore.
Girl, I found the second best cereal
that literally I completely forgot about. And I saw it at Target, and the boys almost convinced me to buy it. And I was just like, it's a seasonal cereal. And I was just like, it's just too soon. It's the Christmas. What is it? it's the what's the cereal with the Captain? Captain Crunch. The Christmas Captain Crunch?
Christmas Captain. Like the berry ones?
Is it the berry? I don't know. But that was my favorite cereal when I was a kid. Oh my God. That one and the Wildberry Kix.
I love the Wildberry.
I did not. I didn't think they made it anymore. And I saw it at Target and I was like, oh my God. It's got the little stocking this in there. One? Hold on. It's got a stocking and like a.
I'm trying to pull it up from Target. If it is this, I've never seen this a day in my life.
It was so good. Yeah, that's it.
Never seen that one before. It was so good.
And it might just be regular Captain Crunch. I don't know. But
I think it is. I think it's just a change different shapes.
I don't know, but it was my favorite. It was so good. I would go through boxes and boxes of that.
And you didn't let the kids have it because you said it's too early in the season.
I almost did, but I was just like, And because cereal goes on sale at Publix all the time, and if Publix has it, I was like, I could just get two boxes of cereal. Plus, I still have three boxes of cereal because the Instacart guy gave me cereal that I didn't order. Yeah, so now I have three boxes or however many boxes of cereal at home that we're still trying to get through. It was the generic Cinnamon Toast Crunch.
No, I love that. Which, yeah, I like the Crunch Berries.
Yeah, the Crunch Berries is good.
That was one that was really good. I still have that Thrice Litches Cinnamon Toast Crunch there because every time I see it, I go to grab it to use it, and I'm like,
you don't like it?
Baby doesn't like it. I don't know. I haven't even tried it. It's brand new. Hasn't even been opened yet.
Really? You might really
every
like
time
it.
I go and grab it, I just seen the Thrice Litches part. It just like turns me off.
I
and
bet
I'm like,
you it's delicious.
I ate all the other ones. I told you that caramel apple seasonal blueberry one was a scam. There was no apple in there. It was all caramel. It was, I was so disappointed.
Yeah, Bryce wanted to get that one, and I was like,
it wasn't worth it. No, I would have done the blueberry way better, which I did see blueberry was there when I was looking for the peeps, and I was like, I should have just gotten that one.
I was going to buy that, too, but I was like, damn, I already have so many cereals at home, and the kids don't really eat cereal for breakfast at my house.
I have to remind Michael that it exists.
Yeah, like, he that's the only time. He won't eat it, and neither will Bryce, so I have cereal that's like literally sitting in there. I think that's what Bryce is going to have for breakfast tomorrow.
Just make them. I just have to tell Michael that there's a cereal, like, available. And then he'll be like, oh, okay. Because it's easier than him cooking his own food because he doesn't like to do that. But maybe I'll convince him to eat the Cinnamon Toast Crunch one because I just cannot get myself.
Girl, let me try it. I don't want the whole box, but I'll try it.
Every time I see, I think if it was just Cinnamon Toast Crunch, I would have opened it. But seeing the Thrice Litches part, it just.
Why don't we do a little tradesies? I have generic Cinnamon Toast Crunch in my house. It's a full box because the guy gave me two boxes and I only opened one.
Really?
We can make a little trade deal.
Yeah, I don't think I'm going to like it. And I can't get myself to open it to even try it. So it's still there. Just cannot do it.
I love that for us.
It's been really difficult. So yeah.
Anyway, we're going to cut it short here, and we will see you guys in the next episode.
Yes. Bye.